now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. With most of Metro Atlanta returning to school this week, we bring you the story of Steve Moore, a history teacher going on his 27th school year. As he tells his wife Carolyn, though, the first handful of years at the front of the class left him discouraged until some integral turning points.
I had in my head that when I went into a classroom, students would naturally just be as curious as I was to learn history. And of course, ran into the wall of apathy that a lot of teachers run into, and found out that wall was a lot thicker and harder to get through. And I think I underestimated the challenges. Many of them were the expectations I had as a teacher, what I thought the classroom should be like, what I thought my role in the classroom should be like, struggling with a tendency toward perfectionism. Of course, the idea that you could have perfection in a classroom with 30 teenagers,
right.
It's a little bit unrealistic.
Right.
But it took me a long time to figure that out. So I struggled with a lot of questions. I didn't know if I was in the right job. I didn't know if I was in the right school. And there was a great deal of soul searching. Mm-hmm. And so I hoped inside this idea, a dream really, that maybe there was a school that I could teach at that was somehow connected to a university that taught teachers, so that I could continue teaching, but I could also continue my learning to be a teacher and somehow figure those things out.
And then there was a turning point. I still remember that day when you called me after those 6 years of being so depressed and discouraged when you first started teaching. And then you went up to Kentucky to look for a job, and you had that vision of that school. And you called me because you've discovered it. It existed, mm-hmm. And you found it in a want ad in mm-hmm. the paper on mm-hmm. a Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up going to Kentucky, and you did end up discovering your own Collier.
I did, and it was so funny because once again, it was a time where illusions had to be shattered first, and because I had obsessed so much about classroom management mm-hmm. and this idea that you could be kind of an authoritarian in the classroom,
yes.
like which is a stereotype, but it's just not me.
Yes.
It's not me. I love to laugh. I love to joke. I love to do role plays. But I had not done that. I had been teaching for 8 years and done almost none of that in the classroom before. That was a revelation to me, and it was like a door being opened and being set free. It was almost like a prison door being opened.
I remember the first time you wore your Don Knotts tie. That's when I knew there'd been a change.
Barney Fife.
That's right. And your Waffle House tie.
I think after that moment, I was at school. It was springtime. Teenagers have kind of an awakening, a hormonal awakening in the springtime. It makes it very hard to teach history. And the lesson that I was going to have to teach in a moment or two was tenement conditions in 19th century New York City. And so the bell rang. I walked into the classroom, and all of a sudden, this Italian immigrant was speaking to the class.
Wearing your body.
He was wearing my body, and he was big, and he was boisterous, and he had a terrible Italian accent. And then for the next 20 minutes or so, this character told his students what it was like to live in a tenement, and the sights and the smells and the fears, and it just all came pouring out, and the students listened. And so that was a magical moment for me.
That was three-time Teacher of the Year Steve Moore speaking with his wife Carolyn Moore. This story was produced locally by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can go to our website, wabe.org/StoryCorps.